And hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Phil at the Movies. I am your host, Phil, and you're listening to show number 207 of this ongoing podcast that is, you guessed it, For the Love of Movies. And I'm going to do something a little bit out of the ordinary for this show. Certainly out of the ordinary when it comes to a podcast, which is an audio show. I'm going to just be silent for a few moments. And I want you to think about the silence. Think about sound. Think about the lack of sound. Here we go. Welcome back. The reason I did that little exercise is after watching the movie that I'm going to talk with you about in just a few moments, it really underscores the nature and the importance of sound in a movie. You think of an action adventure film. You think of a musical. Sound is an integral part of the film-going experience. Now imagine in a horror film, the importance of sound, the creaking steps, the wailing whispers, the howling winds, the flapping of the bat's wings, all of those sounds conjure images and, in some cases, nightmare fuel that will leave you tickled for the rest of your life. The film that I saw last night called Undertone is, and I'm not exaggerating when I say it, as someone who loves the genre, someone who considers himself a big horror fan, Undertone is by far one of the most haunting films I have ever seen. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, Phil, where are we going with this? Well, hold on, everybody, because the whole point of me bringing up sounds and doing that little brief exercise a few moments ago is all part of the magic, all part of the plan, if you will, for today's show. But before I begin with my thoughts and review on the film, let me take this opportunity to say thank you, as always, for tuning in. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to this episode. And if you could be so kind to rate and review this podcast on Apple, it helps a great deal with the pesky algorithms and gets this podcast into more people's ears, which is, of course, all part of the plan to help continue to grow this cinematic community. And as always, I am grateful to each and every one of you who has taken the time, of course, to listen and share this podcast, but also to chime in with your feedback, with your comments. It means the world to me. And as I have said before, and I will say it again, 4 years and going strong, it would be impossible without you, the friends, you, the listeners of the show. So just know that I hear you and I see you, and I am grateful to each and every one of you. So one of the reasons why I was so intrigued by this film, Undertone, not only it being a horror film, which of course checks a lot of boxes for me, but I was extra intrigued because the plot involves a podcast host. So I thought, oh, that's kind of a fun little setup, a little meta humor, meta commentary, if you will. So I was extra intrigued by this this new film. And I'm going to avoid spoilers because this is one of those films where the experience is really the whole thing. And again, once you know what happens, it would be spoiling it in an unfair way. So I'm not going to divulge too much into the nitty-gritty and the particulars, but I am instead going to talk more about my overall thoughts and reaction to the film. But let me just give you a quick rundown on the film. A podcast host covering spooky content moves in to care for her dying mother. When sent recordings of a pregnant couple's paranormal encounters, she discovers their stories parallel hers, each tape pushing her towards madness. Now, as I said at the top of this episode, sound is an integral part of this movie, and from a technical standpoint, it is pitch perfect, pun intended. I have never been so unnerved by everyday sounds, and much of this film, in a way, plays like an audio drama. Because it is confined to a singular setting, we are only interacting with the character of Evie, played by Nina Curry. All of the other characters, with the exception of her mother, who appears in a comatose state, all the other characters, her podcast partner, the voices on the recordings, they are all off screen. So we're only hearing their voices, their reactions, and of course we're seeing the reactions on Evie. But the use of sound, the ability to trigger emotions from, like I said, simple, ordinary, everyday sounds, the running of the faucet, the banging of the wall, creaking of the stairs, all of it creates a sense of imbalance that in one way brings you into this world, but then at the same time, it really does throw you off course because the ordinary becomes extraordinary and becomes quite unnerving. There were points in this film where, again, I say this as a fan of the genre, as a lover of horror films. There were moments where the hairs on the back of my neck were standing up. There were moments where I had goose pimples running down my arms. It is a deeply unsettling film, and I love it for it. Going into this film, I really tried to stay at arm's length. There, of course, were a lot of hyperbolic reviews proclaiming it to be one of the scariest movies ever made. And then on the same breath, people saying it was, oh my God, a flaming piece of garbage. So again, you kind of have to split the difference and go in for yourself. But for me, in what is a film that really threads that needle between paranormal activities and everyday occurrences, sort of the slipping into madness, the film is quite an achievement because there's a lot that goes on in here where you can chalk it up to it's just ghostly encounters, or at the same time, you could interpret it as someone's descent into madness. And there's a lot of interesting subtext and themes that are planted in the film. And it's really a movie where you need to pay attention to all of the moving parts, all the details, the way the camera works in this film. We could be having a shot of Evie, but you really need to be watching what's going on in the background or what's going on in the foreground, what's going on in the corner over there. Why is that light flickering? It is a wonderful send-up to films that we have seen before, but I think have never been done so exquisitely with the use and emphasis on sound. The fact that much of this movie centers on Evie and her podcasting partner listening to audio recordings of someone else's paranormal encounters, the shrieks, the screams, the babbling, the backward talking, the inverted sentences, all of that creates a sense of deep distress and a questioning of what is real. It is an hour and 30-minute movie, and they pack a lot into this film. Again, I, in a lot of ways, and I mean this as a compliment, it felt like a two-hour film because it is just so engrossing. You get caught up into the story, and the way it evolves, the way the plot reveals itself, it's very pedestrian at first, very simple day-to-day life of Evie in her house or in her mother's home caring for her mom. We see she has her podcast, but then things start to ratchet up, and it's a slow tick of the clock, very Hitchcockian in a way, where it's suspense, it's theater of the mind. And once it makes a turn, and for those of you who have seen the film, you'll know what I'm referring to. Once it makes that swerve, it is pedal to the metal. And the way this film ultimately shocks you, it is both in the traditional sense of creating horror right before your eyes and deafening in your ears, but then it also does something more primal. It really gets under your skin in a way and makes you feel like, oh my God, I have watched something truly evil. And I love that when a horror film is able to imprint itself on the audience and leave a mark that is seemingly indelible. And this film is twofold, because it not only gets under your skin like any good creepy movie, but it gets itself and nestles into the ears. And the fact that we are so inundated with sound and sounds of an ordinary nature, but also of an extraordinary nature, it really does work on all the senses in a way where you just leave this film saying WTF, and in the best possible way. I applaud this film ultimately, not just for the technical prowess, not just for the clever idea, but for the fact that it is a simple movie, and not in a negative sense, but it was made on a budget of $500,000. So this is a small, independent film, and yet it packs such a devilish punch, and it goes to show that you don't need tens of millions of dollars to make a horror film. All you need is a good idea, a good sense of direction, camera work, a good story, and the rest will take care of itself. The audience that I was with tonight was electrified by this movie. And you know you've done your job when people are clutching the seats, when people are whispering, oh no, oh no, and then shrieking at the best possible moment, or I should say the best possible moment where you would want someone to scream at your movie. So for me, Undertone is by far the most haunting film that I have seen in quite some time, and it's easily the best horror movie I have seen this year, and it frankly will be one of the films to beat. Again, this has been sort of a mixed bag. Again, I know we're only in March, but curious to see where the rest of the year goes, because for only 3 months in, to have a film like this land and land in the way that it did for me, this is where I will be comparing the rest of the year. So I recommend the movie Undertone. It is a horrifying and shriek-filled experience, and truly unlike any other horror film that is out there. I know that kind of may seem like an exaggeration, but the fact that this movie puts an emphasis on sound, that to me is what makes it pitch perfect. It is original, it is clever, and most important of all, it is frightening. So a triple hat trick, well done. But there we go, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to tune in for today's episode. That does it for me today. The Oscars are, of course, this weekend. So, of course, I'll be watching that and looking forward to seeing which film takes home Best Picture. My thought is it will be one battle after another, just based on historical precedent. But I would not be surprised if Sinners pulls off the Golden Trophy this weekend, and frankly, I think that would be a mighty fine achievement for another exceptional horror film from last year. But on that note, everybody, be well, take care, go support your local theater, buy physical media, and yes, I'll be back here next week where we'll do this all over again for the love of movies. We'll be right back.